Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When was the last time we did Drunk or Kid?
It's been a hot minute.
A long time, yeah.
Okay, so we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Drunk or Kid is it me against you right now?
I guess. I don't.
And then it'll be the three of us when we actually play it. You call and tell us a story about something stupid you did.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to have happened either when you were young and too stupid to know better, or you were hammered and too stupid to know better. My example every time is you grabbed a skateboard, went up on the roof, and tried to ride it off. I've done it at both times.
Both?
Well, I did it.
You didn't learn after the first time?
No, because here's the thing. I remember doing it as a kid, but I didn't know how to skateboard yet, but our driveway wasn't steep enough. And then my dad was doing shingles on the roof, so I took my bonsai board up there, and I was like, I can stop when I get to the edge. I can just like, stop. That didn't work like that.
No.
So then I was telling somebody a story. They'd given their kid a skateboard for like Christmas, and they're like, they're talking about it, and we were all hammered. And I'm like, let me show you what I did with it. And we went up on their roof. I did it again. This time I did not fall off. But the board went flying and hit.
Oh. Okay.
So, if you did something stupid when you were a younger kid, we want to hear yours. You've got some examples. No, let's give the phone number.
Yeah. 303-222-5423. You can also text in to that number as well. It's the Berg Simpson text line.
303-222-5423. Aaron now has examples of things like this that are ripped from the headlines. I threw it. Hold on.
Hmm?
I've been looking for my pen so I could keep score on this thing, but I couldn't find it. I threw my pen earlier.
Okay. It flew off the roof.
Aaron has some examples, and Jack and I are going to give you the idea of how this works.
Yep. So, tried to drive a bike towards a ditch thinking I could perform stunts.
Hmm.
Ooh, you've already made a sound, so I think
I'm going to go kid. Because you don't drive a bike, you ride a bike. And only a kid would pretend they're driving when they're riding a bike.
I also think Aaron's hanging hard from the concert last night and a lack of sleep. So I don't think the headline said that. I think she said that. So
this is not a personal story.
No, but I...
I'm latching on to straws, basically. I'm grasping anything.
I think it might be a motorbike. Because she said drive. What I'm doing is taking into account Aaron's lack of mental acuity right now.
Yeah, it's a...
You just yawned during that entire sentence.
Yeah, I did.
Pull it together. If you have any Adderall, swing by 4700. Okay, I'm going to go drunk just because I feel like I'm right.
Oh. T-Hack was right. They were a kid.
All right.
What were they trying to do? Just like
they had just watched an action movie and they just wanted to try it out.
We've all been there.
I want everybody to know that these particular first few questions, this is what's called like preseason, pregame, these don't count. When you call in with your story, TIEC will help you get some of the details out or whatever.
Right.
That's when it's going to count. Oh, I guess. And then it's me against Aaron.
Yeah.
Because TIEC will already know the answers.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. That's Are we not done? Drunk or kids?
Since as the three of us?
Three of us? I don't think so.
We haven't?
I don't know. I'll have to check my records.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's do another one, Aaron.
Tried to slingshot a letter into outer space to the aliens, apologizing for not thinking they were real.
I'm going first on this one.
Okay. It's obvious, but go ahead.
It is obvious?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, do it one more time.
Tried to slingshot a letter into outer space to the aliens, apologizing for not thinking they were real.
If you've never listened to Drunk or Kid, there's a whole bunch of nuances that get involved. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think Aaron's the type of person who wants to do two kids in a row. She wants to go back and forth. She's one of these like yin and yang. Because it feels like a kid slingshot letter. Mm-hmm. Like, you probably don't have access to like a Starlink satellite set up as a young child. So it's making me feel like she wants me to guess drunk. But then the other side of it is she knows that I know that she doesn't like to do that. And she also doesn't like me. So she's trying and she knows I'm going first on this one. And I'll choose drunk so you can choose kid. And then I'll be out. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me. Yeah. It's from Princess Bride. And you guys never saw the movie. You saw it at my house, but you didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm going to
choose. Are you further considering the 20 I slipped Aaron before we started the segment?
That's what I'm saying. You didn't even have to do that because she likes you more than me. So it's like, I'm going to choose drunk because I think it is that. And I think Aaron's want to have balance in the world outweighs how much she doesn't like me and doesn't want me to.
It's not even about the story anymore.
No. It's not. I've talked myself out of the story because it's a slingshot and it's a letter and it's like a drunk guy is just like, I should write a letter to the aliens. Yeah, I think it's a drunk guy. Are you sticking with drunk guy? I mean, we can choose the same thing.
No, I'll go kid because have a slingshot. It's a very kid thing, very Bart Simpson-esque.
Okay.
And also, even when you're drunk, you would know that wouldn't work. It's just, you don't have a slingshot that good.
I don't think you
to get it in orbit.
I don't think you drink as much as I drink. Okay, what was it?
They were a kid. And they said it did not work very well.
Okay, yeah, that was odd. That was,
so before we get your calls for drunk or kid, you tell us a stupid thing you did. We guess if you're drunk or a kid. Mm-hmm. Aaron, I'd like you to just admit that you don't like me.
That's not at all.
Just say it. You just did there was 100% like premeditated. You wanted me to fail.
No. You have taken this storyline and you're just running with it. No.
All right. We want you to call with your stories or text in to 303-222-5423. Text line, no drunk or kid stories. Text line is, do you think Aaron hates me? But if you want to call, tell us a stupid thing you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for a rousing round of drunk or kid.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us the stupid thing you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak has to recuse himself.
Yes.
From this round.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's...
Because I did so well in the pre-round.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he win? Yeah, he did.
He did.
For two. And I don't know if I want you talking much during it. Well, I mean, we can look to you to see.
What's new, boss?
Dan.
Yai.
Drunk or kid, tell us what happened.
So I went on a camping trip with a group of friends and everything. And we was up. It was wintertime. And it was nighttime. We're hanging out on this frozen lake and we had heard some water over in an area by a little creek or whatnot that was streaming out of the lake. And we decided that it would be a good idea to go enlarge in the hole around the around the rushing water.
You made a hole in a lake bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
So I decided to go first, and I went and stamped on the edge. And as I stamped on the edge, the whole shelf underneath me gave way. I plunged down into water about shoulder deep, was able to turn around and put my arms on the shelf of the ice before a buddy of mine was able to grab me by the back of my neck and pull me up.
Okay, hold on, Dan. This is normally just a headline, so this was, do you want to go first? Because I know. Yeah.
I'm going to say a kid.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
A drunk person would laugh.
No.
There was plenty of laughing.
Hold on. I'm going to say he was drunk. Kids can't pull him back up. There's not enough arm strength.
I think you can.
I don't know. I feel like kids are smart enough to go, there's a hole there. Let's not make it bigger.
Mm.
Whereas drunk people are like, destroy. So I'm saying drunk. She's saying kid. Dan, what type of idiot were you?
I was a child.
Yeah.
I was in Boy Scouts at Boy Scout camp.
Hold on. It's Boy Scouts?
Winter survival camp, no less.
Okay. All right.
Did you lose a patch? Is that
a thing? No, but I walked into the area where all the adult leaders were meeting, and my dad said he saw the soggy footsteps walking down, and he said, man, I feel bad for the poor sucker who's got to deal with that kid.
Oops.
And then he realized it was me.
It was him. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dan. I'm going to try something different here, Tiak. Robert?
Yeah.
Drunker kid, give us your headline. What happened?
Headline.
Yeah. No, what's your quick story?
So my dad always wanted a parking meter, like a street parking meter. And so a buddy and I went downtown, and we looked around, and we found a parking meter that was set in concrete, but in asphalt around it. So my buddy and I shook it as hard as we could back and forth, loosened it up, pulled it out of the ground, and carried it back to the house. And for Christmas, my dad got a parking meter.
Okay. Am I going first on this one?
I have something new
first
for my list.
I'm going to say this. I have guessed drunk every single time. And I have been wrong every single time.
Yeah.
Mm.
But much like when you're playing red on roulette, you don't want to switch. Because
right.
If you switch, then it's like, ugh. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm saying drunk. Like, I don't know. Again, kids, arm strength, not sure that they could have rocked the asphalt hard
mm-hmm.
enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you got your dad that gift as a kid, you'd go, guys, you know better. But if your drunk son brings it to you, you're like, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I'm going drunk. What do you
okay.
got?
Okay. At first I was thinking drunk, but then I don't know. Like what if it was a kid that was just like, this is funny.
It's just such a nice thing for a kid to do, right? My dad really wants this.
Well, and if it's just a funny prank by a kid, I don't know.
Okay, so she's going kid, I'm going drunk. What were you, Robert?
I was a kid.
Oh.
Wow, a strong kid. Carry
very on. Strong.
And you were hefty, weren't you?
And my mom was very disappointed and made us drive it in the car back and stick it back in the hole.
Oh, man.
Can we empty it out for us? Right, there's quarters in here.
Yeah, I think from a statistical standpoint, I can't win. But wait, is this the Daily Double question where it's worth 2 points? Okay, Aaron.
Yay.
Drunk or kid, what's your headline?
All right. I caught my dress on fire taking the turkey out of the oven at Thanksgiving.
Now that's a headline.
That is. Great job.
Dress on fire taking the turkey out.
Drunk.
Here's the thing. This is so unfair because...
Why?
Because Tiek would never put three kids in a row. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't.
He hates everyone. He might.
He wouldn't.
I don't.
So you're taking drunk?
Yes.
Hold on. I'll take kid just to, and this is worth 2 points. So it's either, what, Aaron, were you drunk or a kid?
I was a kid.
We tied?
We're tied. So we have a quick tiebreaker real fast.
Just
Scott?
Like that.
Yay.
Drunk or kid, you're the tiebreaker. What happened?
Oh boy, the pressure. Well, we were at a private lake of our friends, and so we dared one of our friends to defecate over the fire.
Okay, and hold on. Did. That's all we need right there.
Headline.
That's all we need. Dared a friend to poop on the fire.
Those Boy Scouts, what are they up to?
Is it me?
Yeah, you can go first.
They have all been kid. So I have to stick with the one that brung me, which is drunk, right?
Mm.
Except, no, right. Okay, yes. And I don't feel... having been both a kid and drunk, that a kid's just got one in the chamber at all times. But drunk guys are like, oh yeah, I can do that. I can probably poop on the fire. Want me to poop on the fire? I'll poop on the fire right now.
It's done.
Say less. I'm on my way to poop on a fire. So I'm going drunk.
I hate that. Well, okay, I'm going to go kid.
So we're going to have an actual winner of drunk or kid. Ooh. Scott, were you drunk? Or a kid pooping on a fire.
We were all kids, under 15. Yeah!
Come on!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.